This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, and then you can follow my bunny at Oreo Smorio the Bunny on Instagram. I posted a couple things the last couple of days. He's up to 1.5 million followers.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny because I've even had people close to me that should know better saying, wow, your bunny has a lot of followers. It might be just slightly. There might be some theatrics from the host involved there. It might
really?
Be a little less. I mean, we're thinking 1.2, 1.1, but you want to embellish just a little bit,
sure,
right?
Sure.
He's an all-star. Yesterday, Sue, during Sue's News, you featured the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Now, these are not, this is the short list. This is, you know, the possibilities to get into the hall. And we talked a little bit about Chevy Checker and Bad Company. I'm a huge Bad Company fan. Of course, Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk were in the band Free. You had Mick Ralphs, who was in Mott the Hoople, and they were a great band in the mid-1970s. Obviously, Paul Rodgers has done a lot even before and since that, but I think they belong at the Black Crowes. Mariah Carey, which seems like an interesting choice. Chubby Checker, who did really one song. He did The Twist, and then he did The Twist again. It was
like he did last summer.
Right, exactly. So that was kind of a sequel. Joe Cocker, I think that's an interesting selection. I might vote for him. Tim Summers is going to join us a little bit. He is very close with Billy Idol. He's finally on the list. I'd have to say Billy belongs. Joy Division and New Order. Those are English bands from the mainly from the 80s.
Oh, I'd love to them.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. Mana is a Mexican band, and I don't know them. They would become the first artists who make exclusively Spanish language music to be included in the Rock. I'm not sure if I understand.
Why would
all
that be in the
I'm
Rock?
Not sure.
Roll
I don't know.
Fame.
And then Oasis. Well, Tim's going to explain all of this. Outkast and Fish, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. I think that completes the list. And I'm not sure he's going to explain all how many get in. And then there's some voting that's involved as well, where people can go on the site and, you know, participate that way. So Tim's coming up a little bit later at the bottom of the hour. We'll have an audio cut of the day as well. And then we'll take you into the weekend. And then we're off on Monday, right, Sue?
Yeah, we are.
Ah, we're taking that holiday.
Love
we got
it.
Some good stuff, though, because Ethan has put a best of show together. I had a great conversation with Margie Conklin a couple of weeks ago about technology and free speech. We're going to air that. Corey DeAngelis is an awesome education reformer, and he weighed in on the new communist Webster Grove superintendent. Ian Scher was talking about some CS devices, some of the new technology. Selena Zito, who is writing the book Butler, The Untold Story. That book will be out in the summer. We had a great conversation with Selena, and then some other stuff as well. Our friend David Strong from Hot Air. So all that will air on Monday, and then we'll be back Tuesday afternoon for a shortened week. Right now, Brian Kilmeade, he usually joins on a Wednesday or Thursday, but we figured Friday was the best time this week. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
Good. We're getting ready for your big appearance here. I've been giving away tickets all week long. And here's the other thing I said, Brian, and this is to your credit. If I base this whole success of this show on the number of people who are hitting me up for tickets, you're going to sell this thing out like in the next couple of days, because I feel like the demand is pretty high. And there's a chance to get a little preview of the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Jacksonville. I'm heading out right after this phone call. heading to the airport, going to fly into Jacksonville, the Florida Theater. It's 98 years old. It was once the biggest theater in Florida. It's got a great, this great history. Elvis played there. And I just can't wait. I mean, this is my first one since Trump was elected. So I got a lot of new stuff in there. We had another act, and I'm going to refine it and get it ready for March 22nd. So if people want to watch on Fox Nation, adjusted for Eastern time, so it's 8 o'clock. I think you guys have 1 hour, right? So
yes,
it would be 7
yes.
o'clock your time.
Yeah.
And well, it'll probably be 2 hours. So right before you go out or instead of going out, check it out.
Well, we got crappy weather here this weekend, so I think a lot of people might be at home. We'll guide them into that for sure. Let's talk about Eric Adams to begin. Look, I don't know all the details of this, and I know that he was on this morning kind of talking about this not being a quid pro quo. I don't really like the way that this whole deal is coming down. Is there more to it, do you think?
Well, I like to see, number one, there's so many elements to what you said. So, number one, what you're pointing out is he was indicted. And we have never had a sitting mayor indicted in New York. And they said, that's it. Legal experts are going, really? That's it? And they go, well, more's coming. Well, that was 2 months ago. And then they say, we're all set to roll out more. And Trump just said, at the Al Smith dinner, which is a famous dinner where both presidential candidates usually show up, along with Kamala Harris. And he just looked at the mayor and he goes, Mr. Mayor, looks like I know what you're going through. Hang in there. And everyone thought, what was that about?
Yeah.
A Democratic mayor and a president who was running Joe Biden's reelection campaign until he was told what he was iced out. And now it looks like people are saying the deal was cut, that he would fight to get rid of the illegal immigrants in New York City. And Trump, in exchange, would not pardon them, but he would stop prosecuting the case. He said that is absolutely not true. He was insulted by the allegation. Said, well, that's a quid pro quo. That's illegal. Why would I get myself in trouble by doing something like that? But then most outlets think this is a quid pro quo. You get rid of these charges, I'll do, by the way, the right thing. Crack down on illegal immigrants.
Right.
Let the ICE go into Rikers Island. Is that a problem? I mean, I'm not asking for a private jet. I'm asking, can I let ICE do their job? So, and would he take on the legislature to do it? So now he's got a reelection campaign, and Cuomo wants to come back and run against him. He's beaten him by about 20 points in polls, and I asked him that.
So Cuomo is up 20 points in the polls, or Eric Adams?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, really? Yeah, I don't know what to make of that, Brian. That's something, New York is something that we don't understand right here in the Midwest, you know? So that's inexplicable. But that sounds like Eric Adams is in big trouble.
Well, not anymore. It means he's trouble in losing, but he's not going to jail.
Right, right.
So now the governor could fire him. So there's pressure on the governor to get rid of him. So a Democratic governor, who's terrible, by the way, never should have been governor. Cuomo got thrown out. He scooped her up in order to get Buffalo for a reelection that he was going to win by 20 points anyway. He never even knew her. So then he gets thrown out. She was invisible. Next year, she becomes governor. And she is way over ahead every day.
Yeah, we've followed a little bit of that from afar as well, Kathy Hochul. How about, you know, we've segued Brian Kilmeade from TDS to, I guess it would be, you know, MDS.
Unelected Felon Musk, because you can't spell felon without Elon.
Brothers and sisters, we should know that people, the rest of the departments and all the people that they support are getting screwed.
So they keep calling him President Musk. The whole allegation, the one that's the most baffling to me, is the allegation that he's doing this for his personal, you know, gain. What in the world? How does he have to personally gain financially more?
Yeah, that's my theme of One Nation, is that why do people think that these two, one, don't get along, number two, they're jealous of each other, or that Donald Trump's not in charge? Donald Trump is absolutely in charge. In fact, what I think people are most surprised at is Elon Musk comes in and asks, what do I do next? This is the guy who's the CEO of his entire adult life. And he's running seven companies right now. But he looks up to Trump and basically says, what do you want me to do? And he said yesterday, IRS. So he's going to the IRS. He's going to investigate the IRS. All I can tell you is, for your listeners, there's nobody I talk to, and I'm fortunate enough to know a lot of people around Trump, that says there was any tension ever between the two, ever. And the more they work with each other, the more they like it. And what they think they're getting under Trump's skin by saying he's really the president. maybe the first term Trump.
Yeah, not this guy. No, I agree with you. I love it. And, you know, we aired some of that event from Tuesday with Elon and I guess his son X in the room where he was making, you know, some comments about Doge and really explaining some of it. That's the other thing, how it's not transparent. That's one of the criticisms on the left. My God, they're taking questions about this nearly every day.
I mean, please, out of all the criticisms on Trump, not transparent. I mean, I can't keep up with it. I really can't. So I had an offer to interview Trump this week, but it was going to be, today. And they said, well, we could do it this afternoon, and you can hold it to next week. And I laughed. I go, you kidding me? That'll be the oldest interview ever.
Yeah.
So I go, no offense, but I'm looking to get Trump on Monday or Tuesday, you know, if everything comes through and there's who knows what could happen. But so I was been texting, you know, back and forth. Trump still keeps his phone. And I text back and forth. The guy is on cloud nine. And I'm able to, when I get responses, is usually when I'm heading to work around 4:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I wait till 4, but I'm heading to work at 3. So, and that's when he's up already. So I just think that, by the way, at the very least, people listening right now, it's a good example. I mean, the guy outworks you. You might not like everything he does, but there's one thing you can control, your work ethic. And one thing about Trump, you're not going to outwork him. And almost everybody around him is younger. The other thing that is interesting that he did that I didn't know that Reagan did, do you ever talk to everybody you know is like, I used to work for Reagan. I think to myself, wait, you're in your 50s or 60s. Reagan surrounded himself with 20 and 30-year-olds because he wanted his legacy to last. Do you know Trump's doing the same thing?
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, that makes sense to me because when I was just back in Columbia, Missouri, where I went to school, and I was living there in 1984. I was a freshman sophomore at the University of Missouri. Brian, I had like a Reagan Bush sign on my front door. I had stickers. But there were a lot of younger people that saw the future in some of that ideology. I've been a conservative and a believer in small government since then, since the early 80s, because of Ronald Reagan. So I love that. I didn't know that that was such a parallel, but that's interesting.
Oh yeah, I mean he knows he likes younger people. He doesn't think they're idiots, and I think it's being picked up by the polls where he is now at 55% approval with people under 30. And when you go out and you're a Democrat, and you like these young people, 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds, getting rid of agencies. Well, not really. And by the way, stop talking disparagingly about young people. Don't you? What's wrong with you? You could say I could understand people with more government experience can, but the way they talk so dismissively about a 19 or 22-year-old, those people are helping build SpaceX and Starlink and Tesla. These are not people they picked up off the street. These are people that impress the richest man in the world. Please have some respect and enough about age. It's bad enough when people just point to people that are old and say, you know, people are protective of Biden. They're like, that's ageism. Well, what about people that are that just disparage 21-year-olds? Have you ever met a kid who you ask them a question, would they understand intuitively about tech and AI that we would have to take 4 weeks of seminars for? I mean, at least show respect.
Yeah, I experience some of that with my own kids sometimes, and I completely agree with you on that. What is, this is inside baseball, it's media related, but it is getting some attention. What's your opinion of the situation with the Associated Press being prohibited from at least a couple of White House events over the refusal to change the style guide that they issue? And the AP is awful, by the way, so I have no love for the AP. They didn't want to call it the Gulf of America. Now, they're still in the briefing room, so they haven't been blocked completely, but they're such a dishonest organization, and I've seen this on display for the past couple of decades. But thoughts on that, Brian?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd rather not do it.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. I don't like 51st state with Canada either. You know, I think it's put down, and I think people of Canada have a lot of pride, and they should. Everybody's proud of their, even if, you know, you're in the Virgin Islands, they're prideful. You know, you're in Haiti, Tobago, there's a reason why that state is back. I'm like, well, our country's so much better. Well, we don't want to say, hey, how would you like to be a Commonwealth of America? No, they want to be their own country. So I also think that stuff just doesn't, it never works for me. I just don't like it. I understand you could just say, by the way, the AP continues to, you could open up your briefings and say that, you know, Google, everybody else has done, the AP continues to show disrespect to our country by not adhering to an executive order, but just banning people, I'm not for
it. Yeah,
that.
Look, I think what you're suggesting is a better approach for sure, and we're gonna see where that one lands. All right, you still have One Nation coming up tomorrow night then.
Yeah, well, One Nation, I'm counter-programming myself.
I know, that's why I was confused.
Right. Yeah. So One Nation coming up. I'm going to have you, Hewitt. I'm going to have Senator Ted Cruz. I have Mike Rowe, and I have Seth Dillon, who's the editor in chief of the Babylon Bee.
A brilliant site. Yes.
Yeah. So we have some fun, and Tommy Lahren's there breaking down the media. So it's going to be a fun show. Hope everyone will watch and listen.
Well, we look forward to it. I'm going to let you go. You have a great weekend. I'm going to give away 2 tickets to see Brian Kilmeade on March 22nd at the Factory here in St. Louis. And Brian, we'll talk next week.
Go get him, Mark.
All right, take care. Thank you. Ethan is going to take your call here. If you're calling number 5001, no, we'll just do call number 5. We'll make it easy on him. 241-9797. Let me just tell you this. This is a hot, hot ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And it is going to sell out, but you get a pair for free if you're calling number 5.
Get more at 971talk.com. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.